This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You're entering the marketplace of liberty. The conservative cartel starts right now. Here are your hosts, Matt Locke and Chris X.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Conservative Cartel. I am Chris X, along with Matt Locke. We are here live, rocking for the next couple of hours, and we have got a whole boatload of things to cover on the program. Oh, we got only, I don't know, about 100,000 secret files being released from Israel, telling us how Iran lied big time about their nuclear program. We also have the United States confirming it as authentic. But what was all that denuclearization talk? Yeah, we'll get to that. We got a ton more to cover. The Patriot Mobile Hotline is open, 202-866-7466. That's 202-866-7466. Rapper issues a crip alert for Kanye.
Oh, boy.
Democrats losing ground with millennials. There's a political conspiracy against Roy Moore. We'll talk about that. And Facebook abandons their fake news button. Drove up traffic, Matt. What the heck happened?
Well, it's funny how the left, good morning, by the way, it's funny how the left, when they do something, it has the opposite reaction. It's so funny. They try so hard to quiet your conservative voices out there. And great job, by the way, because it's you guys out there on the Cartel Facebook, the Liberty Eagle, over on Twitter, at the Cartel 2016, at the Cartel Matt, at the Cartel Ron, at Chris X Radio. It's you guys in the social media going to those fake news platforms and blowing them up. Because what did Facebook do? They put a target on the true news.
Yes, they did.
And now they like, oh, wait a minute, that didn't work. We said it was fake news and people went to it more often.
Funny how that works.
The left really is a mental disorder. Liberalism is a mental disorder. They just don't get it. But anyway.
Yeah, well, there's that. Also, we've got this weird story. Okay, a lot of people don't know that Mitch McConnell's married to Elaine Chao. Her family are some
Chao. Big leagues. Chao, is that German?
That would no, it's
Irish. It's not Irish.
No,
Italian?
No, not Italian.
Chinese.
Chinese.
Yes.
As Trump would say. Well, her in-laws are pretty rich, okay? Or let me phrase that. Sorry. His in-laws, her parents, are very wealthy.
Yes.
They're buying a whole lot of, I said a boatload of stuff to cover. Probably 10 massive ships. So we'll get to that as well.
And that was uncovered, by the way, Peter Schweitzer.
Yeah, Mr. Schweitzer, which we are big fans of around here.
We are huge fans.
So let's kick things off. I think the biggest story, by the way, and I mentioned that Crip Alert, this rapper, this guy that was in Snoop Dogg's, can I say clan?
Posse.
Yeah, that's
there
great.
There it is.
I don't want to sound racist. Issued a Crip Alert for Kanye. In other words, they warned him to stay in Calabasas. I don't even know where that is, somewhere in California.
It's the high-rent district of L.A., yeah.
Stay in the high-rent district because after supporting Trump, that's it. He must be attacked by gangbangers.
Well.
What?
Yeah.
This is where we're at now?
It is where we're at. I mean, look, the black people can't wander off the plantation, Chris.
No, when you're
in the Democratic Party, and this is what's funny, is we talk about this all the time, the left is the least diverse, least open,
least tolerant.
Least tolerant of the parties in this country, but they call us racist, but yet there's a Crip Alert?
They're the one, once again, those on the left are the ones that were furious that poor Chance the Rapper, how dare he say that black people don't necessarily have to be Democrats.
Right.
But once again, you're the racist because he was attacked for that. Because that's, what? It's just, when you go to the lowest common denominator and you put the idiots in charge, that's what happens. And unfortunately, well, in the Democrat Party, it's pretty clear the idiots are in charge.
Well, Chris, and this guy put this out in a video on Instagram, by the way, where he said to F up Kanye. Now, I want to know where the community standards are on the social media platform for a guy that can go out there and say, hey, look, let's go out and get Kanye and let's beat the snot out of him.
Let's do that. Let's go. Let's send. Okay, so shouldn't that be considered a threat? Shouldn't that guy get arrested?
Right. I mean, is that not wanting to attempt bodily harm or worse onto a human being? And the really crazy thing is, this really goes to show, Chris, that, you know, the Black Lives Matter movement and all that stuff that you hear the left spew out the garbage, this is black on black. This ain't a white guy calling Kanye and saying, "Hey, let's beat this N word up. Let's, you know, let's get after this guy because he's a free thought, you know, guy that actually believes that Make America Great might be good."
Well, you just pointed out the real thing behind it. Why the media? Well, they don't really care because you mentioned black on black.
Yeah.
They don't care about black on black crime, despite the fact that's killing the vast majority of African Americans in our country. They don't really care about that. What happens in Chicago and Baltimore and places like that? The media doesn't care.
No.
They don't care black on black crime. And the real thing, and we'll get into this more later, is once again, this country was supposed to be founded upon freedom of political, you know, thoughts and ideas.
Yeah.
Well, we're seeing that is not the case on the left. They really don't want that. Speaking of free ideas, so we learned yesterday from Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu that says, well, turns out Iran lied big time about their nuclear program, and they have 100,000 secret files to prove it.
No way.
And before anyone goes off on saying, oh, this is a Zionist plot to cause World War III with a nuclear war with Iran, the USA has already confirmed it as authentic.
Well, Chris, you know what this shows? I mean, if you really break this down at its very simplest level, you know why the left hates this? You know why the media hates this? Because it shows the ineptness of the deal that former President Barack Obama fashioned.
Yep. And all of the Obamanistas have been very quiet when this was released. By the way, if you want to join us on any or all of these issues, the Patriot Mobile hotline is open, 202-866-7466. 202-866-7466. In a press conference yesterday in Jerusalem aimed at the international community, once again, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu unveiled this cache of secret files he says were obtained from inside a hidden Iranian site and clearly demonstrated that Tehran had maintained a secret nuclear weapons program despite declarations to the contrary. So, you know, when Barack Obama told us they're not going to be making nuclear bombs, turns out maybe he lied or is he an idiot? Which one is it?
I'm going to take the latter. I mean, he knew what was going on, and we can sit here and we can talk about the conspiracy stuff. We can say that, you know, President Barack Obama was a closet Muslim. I'm going to tell you what he was. He was an idiot. Mm-hmm. I mean, the guy was in, if you really think about this, what did Barack Obama ever do before he became president? I mean, he really had no resume. He had no experience. He had no foreign policy experience. He had never ran a business. I mean, this guy was a community organizer. He went out and rabble-roused people to some kind of cause. Hence, you've got whatever he's doing today, Obama for America, I think it is, OFA. I mean, this guy is a community organizer. He was in over his head. He was dealing with a regime that was playing him. I mean, the red light in Syria, ISIS, the JV team, Iran, the nuclear weapons, North Korea, I mean, if you look at it, he completely left the Middle East in shambles. And here comes Donald Trump in behind him, Chris, to pick all of this up. And you and I talked about this before the show. First, the world was going to end because of net neutrality.
Yeah.
Then it was going to end because of global warming and Paris Accords and climate change that we didn't do, and oh, my God. And then it was going to end because there was going to be nuclear war in North Korea. And now the big narrative on Facebook this morning, the social medias, I'm seeing it everywhere, the new narrative from the left, because they can't talk about this because of what you and I are just saying. Obama completely blundered the Middle East and Korea and all that stuff. Now it's, we're going to get drug into war with Iran because of evil Zionist Israel.
You know, it's interesting, and I don't know, when it comes to Barack Obama, I don't know whether he was just sophomoric and an idiot and ignorant, because he did call him the JV team until he had to admit that ISIS was a far bigger threat, and he was for the Arab Spring, and he, of course, brokered this stupid Iranian deal where they, you know, in unmarked crates and unmarked planes in the middle of the night dropping billions of dollars in this hostage exchange deal. You got all this stuff going on. One thing Barack Obama we do know is that he was a Muslim when he was younger.
here.
Yep.
And he was taught to respect his Muslim elders, and that's what he did. That's why he bowed to them.
Yep.
And then now it comes to a point to where, was he really this stupid, or was there maybe something else at play here? Yep. He made it very clear he did not like American exceptionalism, and he thought the rest of the world should be equal. Now, what a better way to make the rest of the world equal than by ignoring the monster threats that are available and helping Iran become a nuclear power?
Well, Chris, we know that an unmarked cargo plane flew $1.7 billion over to Iran. We know, and they were talking about this morning on the news, we know that we unfroze $150 billion of Iran's assets. We know this to be fact. And now you've got Israel, who I am willing to believe, because they're our closest ally in the Middle East, who has verifiable proof, and the U.S. has said as much, that this is verifiable of the information Israel has.
Absolutely. Netanyahu at the press conference yesterday explained the structure of the U.S.-led international nuclear agreement that was part based on a deceptive Iranian description of its previous nuclear work. He said Iran's failure to disclose its secret program while misleading the world shows the nuclear deal is based on lies and Iranian deception. He presented evidence that showed that Iran continued research for its nuclear weapons program even after signing the 2015 nuclear deal. Now, how many of these Hollywood morons and all of these idiots, those on the left, that are still hailing this deal? They've been awfully quiet in the last 24 hours.
Well, the amazing thing about that deal, too, if you go back and look at it, all of our congressmen and women, our senators, they were allowed to go down into the basement of the House, of the Congress, but they weren't allowed to take notes. They weren't allowed to take their phones. They weren't allowed to do anything. I mean, it was on lockdown, this Iran nuclear deal. Hardly anybody knew what was in it. And I'm going to tell you what. You want to talk about having a big set of balls? Benjamin Netanyahu has a humongous set of cojones. And he literally came out and he said, look, Iran lied. They lied. They want to wipe us off the face of the earth, and we have the right and the ability to defend ourselves.
Well, the difference between our American leaders and Benjamin Netanyahu is Benjamin Netanyahu served in the Israeli Defense Force, and he was a war hero. Yeah. And he is a tough guy, and he's very solid, and he's not kidding, and he's not afraid, and he knows what he's dealing with because he's next door to those monsters. And they're going to get wiped off the map first if Iran is allowed to deliver a nuclear weapon.
Yeah.
He pointed out that they, you know, once again, they continued their nuclear research deal after the deal was signed in 2015. He said Iran's leaders repeatedly deny ever pursuing nuclear weapons. And he said, yesterday, I'm here to tell you one thing. Iran lied. After signing that deal in 2015, they intensified their efforts to hide the secrets. And in 2017, Iran moved its nuclear weapons to a highly secret location in Tehran. So, and it goes on and on and on. Over 100,000 documents, 55,000 pages, 183 CDs that were smuggled out of an atomic archive. There's all of this. And here's the thing. Matt, were you surprised by this in the slightest?
Not even. Look, anybody who has a brain or an IQ above room temperature knows that Iran is not our friend. And I just pointed it out to you. I mean, you look at what happened with the Obama presidency. You had Iran, you had Iraq, you had ISIS, you had North Korea, you had Syria. They bungled it all. So is this a surprise? Not even close.
No. For those of us who paid attention, this was North Korea part two, okay? Except it's far more dangerous. North Korea is basically isolated. Well, that's even changed now because, well, their little mountain of nuclear testing has collapsed and they're backed up against the wall because of the deal that Donald Trump brokered. Big difference between him and Obama. Don't go away. I want to get your take on this. 202-866-7466 is the Patriot Mobile Hotline. I'm Chris X along with Matlock. Don't go away.
This is the Conservative Cartel with Matlock and Chris X.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn-Root. I'm not just a conservative talk show host. I'm a father of four kids. When we all send our kids to school each day, the second most important thing is that they get good grades. But the most important thing by far is they come home safe and sound in one piece. Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff, Joe Curran thought the same thing. That's why he invented a product called Bullet Blocker. He invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a super successful company around safety products for your most precious assets, your kids and your family. Bullet Blocker is an American company. They custom make a ton of products, bullet resistant backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, fleeces, briefcases. Bullet Blocker gives you the gift of life. Clothing that looks cool, but protects your children's life with the same coverage as police body armor. Everything works with Department of Education guidelines. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR to save 10% on your order. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
For years, I watched people walk into hotels carrying a pillow, and I used to wonder why. But that was before I got a MyPillow. I understand now because I can't sleep well at all without using MyPillow because it stays cool all night. Doesn't wake up in the middle of the night to flip it over. Keeps its shape. You don't have to get up in the middle of the night, fluff the pillow. 60-day money-back guarantee. You don't like it, just send it back. And a 10-year warranty. What pillow have you got that's got a 10-year warranty? What pillow have you got that you can just throw into the washer, dryer? It comes out like new. Usually you do that with your dollar store pillow, you end up with a washer or dryer full of feathers. And by the way, it's made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA, 2 MyPillow premium pillows, 2 go anywhere pillows for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and use promo code USA.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
This is the Conservative Cartel. Now, here's Matt Locke and Chris X.
Well, welcome back to the Conservative Cartel. Glad that you found us on your radio dial or your internet device as we are shotgunned all across this fantastic country on the USA Radio Network. But alongside Chris X, I am Matt Locke. If you'd like to be part of the program, this is a very short segment. The Patriot Mobile Hotline is open, 202-866-7466. Chris, we were discussing Israel. We were discussing Netanyahu. We were discussing Iran. We're going to get back into that maybe in that third segment a little bit. We'll touch on it a little bit more. But I had a little interesting thing I just thought of during the break. We've only got about 3 minutes for this segment. Yeah. I don't know if you were paying attention yesterday on Facebook, but last week, long-time Clinton supporters received an invitation offering access to the family. The green invitation features photos of Bill, Hillary, and Chelsea at a Clinton Foundation benefit that's going to be on May 24th in New York. And the prices range from $2,500 if you're a friend for cocktail party and dinner up to $100,000 if you're a chair for leadership reception for two. A premium table of 10, program recognition as gala chair, and invitations to the Clinton Foundation annual briefing.
And so let me get this right. So if I come in, drop 100K, I get to hang with Slick Willie. Is that how that works?
That's exactly how it works. And isn't it amazing that now the Clintons are showing up here 6 months before a primary election? You got Bill, Hillary, and Chelsea. These people are incorrigible. These people, they're out of money. They've got, I mean, I was looking at the break. I was looking at the Clinton Foundation, and it literally says that 87% of their money goes to organizations. And I'm thinking, you are liars. 87%, 94% goes in your pocket.
I bet 23% goes to Viagra. What's wrong with that?
I don't know. Bill, he seems to be quite the stud. Maybe he doesn't need it.
You know, the sad part is we know what they're going to be doing. They're going to be raising.
Ron Phillips found the invitation, by the way. It's up there for those of you on Facebook.
Look at that. Man.
Unreal, isn't it? I mean, these cockroaches will not go away. And I use cockroaches. I'm sorry for the cockroaches. I mean, these people are unbelievable what they do within our political system, Chris.
They should have called the event Cockroaches and Cocktails. That's what they should have called it.
Yeah, but
that's what it is.
Think about that. They're going to have hundreds of people show up, pay hundreds of thousands of dollars to just be around Bill and Hillary Clinton. That's the kind of influence they have.
Well, and you mentioned it right on. It's benefiting the work of the Clinton Foundation, which, as we know, has been decimated when we found out they're a bunch of crooks. And that's all they're doing. It's their own private slush fund, thanks to the email server issue. Well, we've learned that's what it is. So, of course, they're going to have to do something. They know that. Here's the other thing, too. Democrats know the Clintons better than anybody else. The Democrats have a very short memory. So they'll absolutely be donating to any garbage cause these clowns run around and promote.
Well, that's what I was just saying. I went to the Clinton Foundation website, and it literally states that they give 87% of the money to charity. That is such a lie. We know that to be a lie. We've seen the books. We know that 94 cents of every dollar goes to the Clintons. I mean, everybody knows it, but yet these idiots keep giving them money.
Well, just like Joy Reid said when she was confronted about the homophobic slur she made, well, I don't believe I wrote those things. If they don't believe it's a lie, then it's not a lie, Matt.
Yeah, just, you know, if their feelings don't produce the fact of that it even is true, then they're going to go. But look, they've got to give money. I'll give them this. Rich people have to give up money somewhere, and they can write that off as charity because they make so much money, and that's the people that are going to be swirling around that room with the Clintons.
Well, and this is a couple of things. They're also setting up Chelsea because she'll be running for something before long. How much you want to bet?
Oh, that I wouldn't even take that bet because you already won it. I mean, she's going to be running for Senate or House or something here real soon. They're just going to groom her, and we're going to have another. It's like the Bush dynasty. We'll have the Clinton dynasty. Hey, look, don't go anywhere. We'll finish up with Israel on the other side. And by the way, millennials are leaving the Democratic Party. We're going to talk about that. Chris X, Matt Locke, the Conservative Cartel, rolls on this Tuesday morning. Stick around.
You're listening to the Conservative Cartel.
Want to add 3 more days to your weekend? Then get on board a free luxury cruise today. Your dream destination, meals, and adventure are all included free when you buy the book 5-Day Weekend. Why is New York Times bestselling author Garrett Gunderson and Nick Halig giving away thousands of luxury cruise tickets? Simple. They've created an online community they want you to benefit from. No, you don't have to read the book or join the community to enjoy your free cruise. Use the ticket when you want, how you want, and with who you want. They're confident after you apply just 3 of their 16 proven wealth-building strategies in the book, you'll improve your cash flow in just 30 days, so you'll join the online 5DW community. That's why the authors can afford to be generous and give you a luxury cruise ticket at their expense. Call 1-800-598-5129, 1-800-598-5129. Buy a copy of 5-Day Weekend, and you'll get a free 3-day cruise ticket for processing and tax. That's 1-800-598-5129, or log on to cruisenow.info. That's cruisenow.info. Cruise Now.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Despite backlash from Democrats and Republicans alike, the comedian who hosted the White House Correspondents' Dinner on Saturday night says she would do it all over again. Michelle Wolf being criticized for harsh jokes aimed at members of the administration, including Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders. But Wolf says in a Monday interview,
I'm honestly, I wouldn't change a single word that I said. I'm very happy with what I said, and I'm glad I stuck to my gun.
Wolf speaking there on NPR's Fresh Air. Iranian officials are denying claims by Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu that Iran broke the terms of the 2015 International Nuclear Agreement. An Iranian foreign ministry official says today it's part of a pack of lies aimed at influencing President Trump to pull out of that nuclear deal. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
This is the Conservative Cartel with Matt Locke and Chris X.
Welcome back to the Conservative Cartel. I am Chris X, along with Matt Locke. We're glad to have you guys on board with us as well, wherever you're listening on the USA Radio Network, or maybe you're watching online on Twitter or Periscope or Facebook or YouTube. If you're watching on Facebook on the Conservative Cartel page, welcome aboard. You guys share and like the video. Same goes for the Liberty Eagle Facebook page as well. If you guys want to join us once again, the Patriot Mobile Hotline, 202-866-7466. That is 202-866-7466. Hey, Matt, you know, it is Uno de Mayo, which is the first day of May, which means we are simply 3 days away from giving away a Diamondback Firearms AR-15.
Oh, fantastic. TheConservativeCartel.com. That's all it takes. Go over via VIP. You just got to register. All we need is your email and your name, and we will draw that firearm. We'll draw for that giveaway here on Friday. We'll let you know. The NRA convention is in Dallas this week on Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So Vice President Mike Pence and, of course, President Trump are going to be here. But what better way to celebrate the NRA convention is to win a Diamondback Firearms AR-15. So get over there to the Conservative Cartel. You can get you a hat. You can get you a decal. You can get you all kinds of stuff. So just go do it.
Two huge things. The president's going to be at the NRA and the vice president at the convention in Dallas.
Dude.
And we're giving away that Diamondback Firearms AR-15. Yep. If, once again, as Matt said, go to theconservativecartel.com. The little pop-up window is how you register as a VIP. Register as a VIP automatically qualifies you to win that firearm and read your stuff. We won't spam you, but read your stuff. You get discounts on the
That's
hats
right.
or the decals Matt just mentioned.
Well, and there's a new giveaway coming next week. I'm working on the next giveaway.
What? Already another one?
I know. I'm working on it already. So some great stuff coming in behind the Diamondback Firearms. So head over to the Diamondback Firearms Facebook page, Instagram, DiamondbackFirearms.com. Show them some love. Let them know that the cartel represents. But we are going to draw for that gun on Friday.
Huge. Huge.
Huge.
You know what we have not done yet? I know we're going to get into the nuclear deal going on with Iran and also this the Democrats losing ground with millennials. We have not read one Trump tweet this morning.
Oh, well, we gotta rectify that.
Okay, let's do this. All right. I'm looking to see which one I want to go. Let's go with the White House running smoothly. How's that?
All right.
The White House is running very smoothly, despite phony witch hunts, etc. There's great energy and unending stamina. Look, I threw that in there.
Yeah.
Both necessary to get things done. We are accomplishing the unthinkable and setting positive records while doing so. Fake news is going bonkers. That is a Trump tweet this morning. Well, it was about 16 hours ago.
Well, yesterday. Yeah, but you got to the person tweeting that out, typing that out, is like, bonkers? Really, Don? Bonkers?
Oh,
it's
I love
funny,
this.
Though.
It's great energy, unending stamina. That's such a Trump thing. Yeah, by the way, speaking of, when he runs in 2020, because he is going to run,
he's already announced it.
Is there anyone you see on the Democrat horizon that can remotely follow this guy's energy and stamina?
No. I mean, he hits on it. I mean, you're absolutely right. We've never seen a president that does what Donald Trump does. I mean, the guy doesn't hardly sleep. He's all the time doing stuff. He's a mover and a shaker. And it literally is refreshing to watch this guy actually work for the American people. And all the while, Chris, donating every paycheck.
I know.
I mean, the guy's working for free.
Here, hold on to my Diet Coke. I'm going to tweet out again. So disgraceful. The questions concerning the Russian witch hunt were leaked to the media. No questions on collusion. Oh, I see. You have a made-up phony crime. Collusion that never existed. And an investigation begun with illegally leaked classified information. Nice.
You know, he just says the things you and I know. I mean, if you think about it, I mean, this is what everybody in this country on the right thinks. They know that this is made up. They know that Mueller, and we talked about this yesterday. We still haven't seen the story, but supposedly there's this bombshell story coming out that's going to show us collusion between Mueller, the FBI, McCabe, Comey, Loretta Lynch, Obama. It's out there, and supposedly these big news outlets are not reporting on it. So True Pundit, which I go and get a lot of news from because they're pretty correct. I mean, they're 90%+ correct on the stuff they throw out. They get a lot of stuff. They're saying there's a big bombshell out there coming our way here soon.
Trump's going to reply on Twitter, low energy Bob Mueller, doesn't have anything to go on. Everybody's low energy, complete loser. This whole investigation, I'm not even tweeting now. It's just ridiculous. It's a losing situation. Believe me, loser.
Well, Chris, I want to finish up this. Those are fantastic, by the way. I want to finish up this Israel story because you've got this Project Ahmad. You've got Iran hiding its nuclear capabilities. You've got Iran playing the U.S. in the Barack Obama administration. But this atomic archive that Israel found was compiled by Iran with the express purpose of preserving its secretive nuclear weapons plan known as this Project Ahmad, which aimed to design, produce, and test 5 warheads, each with a 10 kiloton TNT yield for integration on a missile. That is like having 5 Hiroshima bombs on one ballistic missile.
But Barack Obama said they're not working on nuclear bombs. He said.
Well, it all leads to this. It all leads to this. Netanyahu has called on to do the right thing on May 12th, 11 days, when the deadline to recertify the nuclear agreement with Iran approaches.
Yeah, we'll see what happens with that. I have a feeling the Donald is going to be a little different. Hey, Project Ahmad, I've got some mod for you. My button's way bigger.
I was going to say, he's going to have a bigger button. It's just going to be a bigger button.
It's already worked once, and he may go. Here's the other thing, too. For those thinking this is just some crazy ploy by Israel, U.S. intelligence has already confirmed that tens of thousands of these files seized by Israel from Iran and what Netanyahu is saying are authentic. Okay, so they're already saying they're authentic. And once again, the reason why I was asking Matt earlier, for any of you guys who have paid attention to this program or listened to any conservative talk radio, this is not a surprise to anyone. Just like when the Arab Spring failed, just like when he called, Barack Obama called the ISIS the JV team, we all knew that he was wrong and it was either a lie or it was wrong. And all of this has proven to be true less than 2 years after that dude's out of office.
Oh, yeah. You got Benghazi. You got Syria. We went through this. You have Iran, you have Iraq, you have North Korea. I mean, the foreign policy for the Obama presidency was an absolute joke.
Well, the good thing is, for once, Barack Obama can actually be true and speak the truth when he says that he probably learned about this Netanyahu speech on TV, like the rest of us. Like,
look, it was at in Sports Center. The guy had to fill out his bracket every March, for basketball. But look, this kind of correlates into our next story, Chris, because we're seeing all this news. We're seeing all the truth finally get out there. And now enthusiasm for the Democratic Party is waning among millennials as its candidates head into the crucial midterm elections. Now, all we hear, you and I know this for a fact, all we hear is, oh, the blue wave. Where was that blue wave in Texas, Chris?
It ran into a big red wall.
And Reuters... This is the thing. This poll came from Reuters Ipsos.
Hey, Matt. Wall.
Wrong.
Oh. No. That was from talking about the ISIS JV team and apparently this Iran deal. Oh, we got it. Hold on. I actually have some audio from President Trump.
Wrong.
There we go.
There it is.
We're good.
But here's the thing. We now know, the left and the media are trying to manipulate you. They're trying to bring you to the polls because they know that their support is down. And we have an online survey from Reuters Ipsos, which is not a Republican outlet or a conservative outlet by any means of the imagination.
Nope.
That surveyed more than 16,000 registered voters ages 18 to 34 that showed their support for the Democrats over Republicans for Congress slipped by 9%. That's insane.
That's a huge drop.
And they increasingly say, these are the millennials, that the Republican Party is a better steward of the economy.
The funny thing is, this is so blatantly obvious to the rest of us who've been paying attention, because look, people have gotten more money in their paychecks, they've gotten tax cuts, corporate tax cuts, it's pretty clear the economy's doing better, unemployment is at historic lows now, African-American, Hispanic, all the things the Democrats claimed to be for has not transpired during any Democrat administration, but you got this Trump guy shows up, and then boom, here it is, within 2 years of his administration. It's really not that hard to see, and despite the negative barrage of 90%+ on a daily basis by the lamestreams, these young people are kind of starting to figure it out.
Well, I want to read this to you because this is telling. They talk about some millennials here in this story, and it says Terry Hood, 34, an African American, so he's a black guy, who works at a Dollar General store in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and took this year's poll, said he voted for Democrat Hillary Clinton in the 2016 presidential election.
Complete loser.
But he says, here's what he says, but he will consider a Republican for Congress because he believes the party is making it easier to find jobs, and he applauds the recent Republican-led tax cut. Listen to this. He says, quote, "It sounds strange to me to say this about the Republicans, but they're helping with even the small things," Hood said in a phone interview. "They're taking less taxes out of my paycheck, and I notice it."
Once again, he voted for a complete loser. The funny thing is, you're right. You've got these young people who voted for Hillary because they don't know any better. They were told to do so. And there you have that. But even, once again, a guy, just a normal average guy, Mr. Hood, working at a Dollar General, is seeing,
He's seen an increase in his paychecks because, one, he got a cut.
Yep.
He's seen the economy getting better.
Yep.
You know what? Anyone with any brain and common sense can see this. Unless you're so blindly partisan that no matter what happens, you're going to vote Democrat. This doesn't surprise me that we're seeing these Democrats losing ground because people vote with what? Their pocketbook.
Well, and look where most millennials are at. We're seeing polls all the time where, like, what, 50% of millennials are living in their parents' or their grandparents' basements? Yeah. They're the ones affected by the economy. So when they see the economy getting better, when they see more money in their pocket, they're going to do what? They're going to say, wait a minute. You know, the Democratic Party's been telling me for the last 5 years, 6 years, 7 years, however long, if you're 34, I mean, you've been voting for up to 13 years, or even longer than that, 18, so 16 years. You've been told your whole entire life that the Democratic Party's going to help you. Yeah. That the Democratic Party is going to take care of you. That the Democratic Party is going to make your life better. That it's going to be nirvana. That it's going to be utopia. That it's going to be socialist greatness. You're going to get free college. You know, free health care. You're going to get all this stuff. All of a sudden, where's all the free stuff, Chris? Because all they see is taxes taken out of their paycheck, and they can't afford to live on their own because they don't make enough money because they're getting hammered by the Obama economy.
Well, there's that, and all the free stuff's going to the Clintons and, of course, the Sanders. So that's how that works, and they're getting a crash course in socialism. What happens in socialist societies is they tax the living F out of you. Now, I said F. Yep. They tax you like crazy and then tell you we're giving you free stuff.
Yep.
You know what the difference between socialism and capitalism is? Instead of like, oh, we're going to do this, you don't have to pay for it. Yeah, you do. You just get billed on the 15th of April or 17th
yeah,
now,
whatever
it is.
The date is.
That's the way this works, okay? And all of these kids, they don't know any better because they're just now getting into the workforce.
Yep.
They don't really understand. But it's so funny watching these young people or these, quote, Democrats,
yep.
if they get a raise or they get a job, they're making money. They're like, God, how much goes to taxes? It's amazing the concept, how it changes that narrative when all of a sudden you start seeing those dollars going out of your paycheck to other people and you have no idea where it's going.
Yeah, and you're working hard and you're living in your mom and dad's or your grandma's basement. But I want to talk that this article, up till now, we're looking at a very conservative slant. We're looking at more money in your pocket. We're looking at, oh, we're sliding. The Democrats are losing, you know, the millennials and all that. Well, this Chris Kahn, who wrote this for, I believe it was Reuters, he says, wait, we got to turn this back to the left. I mean, we can't be having this story be doing what it's doing. So he says, the shift away from Democrats was more pronounced among white millennials.
There's the race baiting we
There it
love.
Is! We can't have a story without having some kind of identity politics.
Well, the funny part is, even though he says that, and he goes and breaks it down, that accounted for 2/3 of all votes cast in the age group in 2016. Well, yeah, because that's the most people in this country. I know that's left out.
I know.
2 years ago, young white people favored Democrats over Republicans for Congress by a margin of 47% to 33%.
That's crazy.
That gap has vanished this year because now it's at 39% for each party.
And that's the 9% right there, Chris. I mean, that's the 9%+ drop.
That's a huge drop in a very short amount of time.
Yeah.
And once again, here's your race baiting. The shift was especially dramatic among young white men.
Oh, God. Mansplaining.
There you go. More mansplaining. 2 years ago favored Democrats, but now say they favor Republicans over Democrats by a margin of 46% to 37%.
That's crazy.
So all these white people, the reality is there are more white people than any other ethnicity in this country.
Yeah.
So you're going to have more if it's an actual accurate survey.
Yep.
What a concept, huh?
It's amazing. And you know what? You have this story of where the Democrats cannot admit that it's their policies and what they're doing to the country that is making these young people leave them. But yet it's got to be young white males.
Yeah, well, you know what? We're up on a break. When we come back, there's a lady, Ashley Reed, a single white mother of three in New Hampshire. I'm going to read what they have about her in this because I think she represents a lot of American people that are looking at a shift in things. All right, don't go away. You're listening to The Conservative Cartel. I am Chris X, along with Matt Locke. If you want to join us, I don't know, did you get more money in your paycheck? 202-866-7466 is the Patriot Mobile Hotline. 202-866-7466.
You're listening to The Conservative Cartel with Matt Locke and Chris X.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
The Conservative Cartel.
Now, here's Matt Locke and Chris X.
Welcome back to the Conservative Cartel. You've reached the final segment of Hour 1, but do not despair. There is a whole nother hour coming your way. We've got much more to get to alongside of Chris X. I am Matt Locke. Thank you for listening, finding us on your radio dial, your internet device, wherever you have found the Conservative Cartel. If you want to be part of the program, the Patriot Mobile Hotline is open, 202-866-7466. And Chris, where we left, you wanted to talk about Ashley Reed. We're talking about millennials. We're talking about the slide in support that the Democratic Party is getting from these millennials who are anywhere from the age of 18, I think, to 34, 5, somewhere. That's the millennials. And then you get into different generations. I think we're Generation X, I believe. But let's talk about Ashley Reed.
Yeah, we were breaking down this Reuters Ipsos poll that showed that these Democrats are losing ground with millennials, and it's a dramatic shift. And of course, they broke it down into the racial aspect of it and how they're losing white males and whites. And they even interviewed, as Matt pointed out, Terry Hood, a 34-year-old African American young man who works at Dollar General, who said, you know what, he voted for Hillary, but he would consider a Republican for Congress because he thinks Republicans, he applauds the Republican-led tax cut. Yep. And he thinks they're doing a better job, and he recognized that they're taking less taxes out of his paycheck, and he noticed it. Well, as we were going through breaking down the numbers, they go and talk with a young lady, Ashley Reed. She's a white single mother of three in New Hampshire. said a teenage fascination with Democrat Barack Obama led her to support his presidency in 2008, which we saw a ton of that.
Yeah.
They were all fascinated because he hit all the boxes they wanted. He read a prompter real well. He was good looking. He was articulate.
Black.
He was half black.
Yeah.
So he hit everything. He was perfect. And then that, well, now that she's 28 years old, she's grown more supportive of gun rights, for instance. While married to her now ex-husband, a U.S. Navy technician, she lost faith in the social welfare programs and came to believe they were misused, which we know happens. She now opposes abortion after having children.
Mm-hmm.
She plans to vote for a Republican in Congress this year.
Ruh-roh.
She said, quote, "As I get older, I felt that I could be my own voice." Of course, she said this last month in Concord, yep. New Hampshire.
Well, Chris, that's the deal. I mean, that's the deal. We know this. I mean, you and I, you know, we're middle-aged. We've been through this. We have experience. You're more liberal as you're younger, and you become more conservative as you get older, as you have children, yeah. as you have responsibilities, as you pay mortgages and car payments and electric bills and have to have a job and you get married, you start tending to be more conservative. But I think this is accelerating among these millennials because they're just being fed through it faster. They're yeah. seeing it quicker because it's evolving so rapidly.
I think you're absolutely right. We see in this time crunch society we live in, or they call it the microwave society, mm-hmm. was it you call it that? Once again, everything is faster, everything at a yep. rapid pace, so we're going to see these shifts go faster with this kind of stuff. And by the way, you said I'm middle age. That means I'm going to live to be 100, and I'm totally down with that.
Well, you know, I'm trying to be nice. You are the elder statesman of the group here.
Well almost. We're not as old as sexual chocolate.
As old as sexual chocolate. Yeah. I'm the puppy of the group. I mean, I'll be 44 this year.
You're the kid. Sexual chocolate. I told you guys, Methuselah used to look up to sexual chocolate.
Well, they did write on the same stone tablets.
They did.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for Ron to pop up on the video. He's not doing it. He's having none of it this morning.
He's like, tired. He's been up early today. He's tired.
He's like, I'm not playing with you fools this morning.
I'm not doing it, he says. But no, I mean, you're right, Chris. This microwave society that we have is making these millennials, it's going quicker. And they're seeing it on an everyday basis and in their everyday life, and they're feeling it. And they're seeing the difference in the paychecks of the economy. They're seeing, you know, their friends having more money. They're seeing people of their age do more things because they're now capable of doing that. And, of course, after you have children, your views are going to change on several things. I mean, with the responsibility of being a parent, all of that kind of stuff. But we're seeing more and more of that. And I'm telling you, I don't think there's a snowball's chance in hell that the Democrats can run anybody against Donald Trump that are going to beat him.
Well, unless something drastic happens between now and 2020, they've got no chance of winning the White House. So they're very much focusing on the midterms.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, that's anyone's game as far as I can see. But the more you get these... you know, these White House correspondents, comedians like Wolf and these other clowns opening their mouths, I think the more they push in the direction for more people, because at a certain point you get tired of all this negativity, and that's all they've got on the left. All right, let's take a break. We're gonna take a very short break. We're going to come back for hour number two, so don't you go anywhere. The Patriot Mobile Hotline is open and geared up and waiting for you at 202-866-7466. I'm Chris X, along with Madlock. Hour number two is locked and loaded.
Wayne Alaroot here. I want to tell you about Life Change Tea. It's a game changer. I started drinking Life Change Tea, and it sure changed my game. I feel great. As you know, energy is the name of my game. Energy is the foundation of my success. I can't tell you how much energy I have because of Life Change Tea. Thank you, Life Change. How does it work? Life Change Tea is a proprietary herbal formula, a gentle daily cleanse designed to rid your body of toxins, molds, parasites, and bacteria. Let's face it, our food was different 60 years ago. Minimally processed, free of pesticides, nourishment for the body. Today, not so much. GMOs, pesticides, herbicides, and processing depletes the nutrition from our food. No wonder we feel run down. Just go to GetTheTea.com. GetTheTea.com. Use promo code WARNOW and they'll ship it free. Get ready for more energy. I drink it every day. Not available in stores. Go to GetTheTea.com. GetTheTea.com. Use promo code WARNOW for free shipping. You'll be glad you did. GetTheTea.com.